Today, sharing the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Dalid Omud Beis. We are on the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and B'ez Hashem, we're going to start a beautiful new siman, Tof Reish Lamed Aleph, which deals with the halacha of Sukkah Shechamosu Meruba Mitzilosa, that the sunlight coming into the sukkah is greater than the shade coming in from the sukkah from the schach that is on the top and other dinim of the schach. So we'll start with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. He says, Sukkah shechamasa vitzilasa shovim milamala. If you have a sukkah where, if you measure it out, you have exactly 50% schach and 50% spaces. In other words, the shade provided by the schach when the sun is at midday is going to shine down, and it's going to be an even amount between the schach and the open spaces on the top. So that means that at the bottom, it's going to be more sun than shade because of the way the shade will be diminished by the sunlight coming in around it. So therefore, if it's chamosa v'tzilosa at the top, shovim milamala, psula. Why? L'fisha chama mispatesh, just because the sun is going to go around and pick up more space at the bottom. Berichuka, v'yet l'mato chamosa meruba mitzilosa. And therefore, the sun spreads further and at the bottom, you're going to have more sun than shade, even when the sun is directly above you at 12 o'clock at midday. Aval, im chamosa v'tzilosa shovim milamata, but if they're the same at the bottom, so then by definition, they're going to be more schach at the top, and that's going to be certainly good. Kshera. Now, this is the opinion that's brought down here. Stam, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Matzu shovim milamala, says that the Torah brought down the opinion of the Baal HaItur that says the opposite and says that it would be kosher in this situation as long as it was even at the top. Below Hevi HaMechaber is Daito Klal. And the Mechaber doesn't bring this down at all. And the reason is because the three pillars of Psak Halacha, the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, are all going along with the sheet of Rashi, which is the Psak here of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Chofetz Chaim says himself, I myself found that there are, and he uses an interesting lashon, ani motzasi od rishonei rishonim, the first of the rishonim, in other words, the greatest of the great of the rishonim, they're in agreement with this Baal HaItur, and that includes the Rebbeinu Chananel and the Maritz Gius. Okay, in any event, the Mechaber just brings down the opinion here, Stam, of the Rambam, the Rif, and the Rush, that this is a kosher sukkah only if you have the sun equal to the shade at the bottom. But if the sun is equal to the shade at the top, and therefore by definition, there's going to be more sun than shade at the bottom, even at noon, at midday, then we do not allow it. And the Mishbura Sim Kornala tells us, V'ozis batel ha-miut neged harov. In this situation, the miut is going to be batel to the rov. And the miut in this situation is going to be the shade at the bottom. And it's going to be nullified. The hevi ki'ilu lo sichach klal. And it'll be halachically as if you didn't have a schach at all. However, u'bishavim ilamato kishera. If they're even at the bottom, so then it is good. Because certainly, if they're even at the bottom, v'yadu adoz lo ma'ala, mekom ha'konim, rechovim bin ha'avir. Then at the top, it must be obviously that there's more shade than there is open space to allow the sun to come in. Now, the issue for number one is how does this concept of bittul work over here? So he brings down from the Maritz Chios that ena kavona shaschach bottle be'avir. It's not that the schach is bottle with the avir. Elo, he says, shatzel shemachmas haschach bottle b'chama. It's the shade that is going to be bottle over here and not the schach. And therefore, and this is the Ran's understanding in Rashi, and therefore, b'kivun shatzel the chama him dvarim she'ein behem amish. These things aren't substantive, and therefore lo shayach bazeh din nikar isa. Therefore, you can't say that it's nikar, because that was the original problem. If you have clearly identifiable parts, you have the shade, which is the schach, and you have the open space, which is the chama. So then, their nikar, and something that's nikar, is not considered a taruvus. For example, you have a kosher frankfurter and a non-kosher frankfurter, and it's clear. The non-kosher frankfurter says on it McDonald's, and the kosher frankfurter says on it glad kosher. And you put them together, we don't consider the taruvus, because they're nikar. So even though they're physically mixed, they're not unidentifiable. So that's the first teretz over here for the Maritz Chias. A different teretz is given by the Chochma Shlomo. He says, habitul barov, Ain't no midin bittul barov om of Yoredei. This is not like a classical bittul barov in Yoredei in Hilchos Taruvos. Ella, rak le'inyan shel hagdoras shem hasukkah. This is a din in sukkah. Shekisherov hasukkah ain't no mutzelis. If the majority of the schach of the sukkah is not considered tzel, so then ain lemakom hamesuchach umutzal shem sukkah. And therefore, the shady part is not considered a sukkah. Mishum shu batel b'chashivu so l'rov ha-sukkah, because it's considered batel in its application, in its chashivas to the rest of the sukkah. And it's as if the nechshav kilu ha-sukkah kula inum sukkachas. Therefore, the sukkah doesn't have any schach on it at all. And this is a similar interpretation given by both Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Stipler Gaon's Zatzal in their respective svarim in the Igros Moshe and the Kehilas Yaakov. She'ein hakavana kan she'atzel mizbatel midin bitul barov. They again, they agree it's not a din of bitul barov. If you have two kosher frankfurters and one non-kosher frankfurter, it's bitul barov. That's not how it is applied over here. But this is a din of ruvo kikulo, that if you don't have the majority of it good, so then it's as if the whole thing is no good. The issue number two brings down a sukkah shaschach shalom meruba mi'avir kol shubavai. Even if it's only a little bit bigger, so then hamashu schach shodev ala mechza eno mo'o lemait eschachamo shalomata lepochus mi'mechza. In this situation, the bottom will not be more shade than sun, even though at the top it is. So in this situation, Moshe Feinstein writes, it is still considered a kosher sukkah because the mashmos of the Gemara is shekol sheshach tzelosa meruba mechamoso avilu koshu, the sukkah shera, regardless of the fact. We were talking before where it's the chama and the tzila are shavim milamala, they're 50-50, but if it's 51-49, so even though at the bottom it's going to be a greater amount of sun than there is shade, here this din doesn't apply. It still is a kosher sukkah. Shevet HaLevi agrees with the din, but gives a different explanation. Look in the rest of the issue, foot number two, for this understanding. Now we're Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Im berov mimeno tzilosa meruba shnei mashuhin. If, in regards to most of the sukkah, the schach, you have more tzel than you have open space, by at least two mashuhs. So let's say on a side, on the eastern side and on the western side, you have more tzel then you have chama, by at least the mashu. Or b'miyamimena, let's say in the middle, chamos umrubi mashu, and in the middle you have a little bit more sun than you do shade. So if you look at the total overall sukkah, you have more shade by two mashuhs, and you have less shade, less, you know, more chama by one mashu, so overall you have a mashu more of overall shade than you have sun, and that should be a kosher sukkah. 51-49 is a kosher sukkah. So be'inyan kishin itztariv yachad hachama v'atzel shokol asuki yetzilos meruba mechamasu mashu. So altogether you have a mashu's worth more of tzel, which we just brought down for Moshe Feinstein, that if it's not 50-50, as long as it's 51-49 at the top, it's good. So that's exactly what the Mechaber says. It is kshera in this situation. Mishabur and Sivkot and Beis explains, dafku b'yofenzeh, in this situation where I said it's on the left side and on the right side, the eastern side and the western side, that you have more shade than sun, and only in the middle, for example, you have a little bit more sun than shade, so altogether, it's more shade than sun. Avol behivach was the other way around. Tainu shemira sukkah hayot tzel harbe, only a small portion of the sukkah had a lot of shade, more than the sun. Uberova sukkah, but the majority of the sukkah hayot chamos yosem tzilaso, that the majority of it was sun rather than shade, so you have really thin, sparse schach for most of it. In only one part you have really, really thick schach, and you've added it all together, you have more schach than open space, and this is no good. Even though you have all together more tzel than you have chama, this is no good puzzle because of the way it's oriented. But Sif Gimel said that it was kshera in the way that I mentioned, where you had, it was relatively evenly spread out, albeit there was an area that was more sun than shade. That's nullified by most of it being more shade than sun. So that's kshera. So Mishbura Sif Kut and Gimel says, Afilu leishiv tachas osu chelu shabas v'ruba. And you can even sit under the part that there's more sun than shade. Lefishu batel legabi rov haschach shetzilos v'ruba, because it's nullified against most of the rest of the schach that is perfectly good. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Hago, v'yesh machmir. He brings down that there are those, and you can see it in the Shaar Tzion, this includes the Daki Moshe, Ushar Poskim, B'shem Rabbeinu Yerucham. So all of these Poskim say that you have to be machmir. V'yesh machmirim im ha-sukkah gedola, if it's a large sukkah. V'yesh makum shiva al shiva shalmos meruba, and you have an area that is seven tvachim by seven tvachim, where the sun is more than the shade, so then afa pisha b'tziruv kol sukkah heavy atzel meruba. Even though you're going to have, when you look at purely the total schach, he brings down the name of the Ran, that the total schach is going to be more than the total shade. But if you have an area that's seven by seven tvachim, which by itself would be a kosher sukkah, where the sun is more than the shade, then it's no good. And the Mishbura explains this in Sifkot and Dalid. Daito, this opinion It's based upon the Efshad Gemara Lo Ayri Rak Basuka Ketana Shishiv Al Shiva, because this opinion says that the Gemara is not talking about only if you have a 7x7 Tvachim Sukkah, and then even though there are parts where there's more sun than shade, overall you have more shade than sun, so it's good. Doesn't mean in Dan Miyot Shiba Batul Gabi Rov. In that situation, say the Miyot is nullified by the Rov. But if it's a large Sukkah, Avu Basuka Gedola, Sheish Ba Shiva Al Shiva Shechamasa Maruba, even though the majority of it is that the shade is more than the sun, but you have an area of 7x7 tochum where the chamaso is meruba. So then, who makum choshev? That's a separate entity. They don't batel legabi shara schach shetzilos meruba, and it can't be nullified to the rest of the schach where you have much more shade than sun. And therefore, v'al kein ein leishi b'osu chelik. You're not allowed to sit underneath that part where the sun is more than the shade. However, aval shara chelik ein zeposel, but everything else is good. Mekuliyam according to everybody, kiven shiyeh shom hechsher sukkah, because the rest is perfectly good sukkah. Furthermore, v'efsher wrote, the maaseh kol orecha dofen bazeh biofen shebemokum shetzel meruba lo yishar rak shnei dofanos. He says, however, if you have this area that is essentially being separated from the rest of the sukkah because of the area that's no good. So, for example, you have a strip over here, shetzel meruba, but that strip is now only going to have shnei dofanos because of the way it's structured. Tzorach iyun on kol sukkah. Then you have a question, is the entire sukkah good or not? And this is brought down in the Prima Gadim, and you can see this in the issue for number 3, that the Bikur Yaakov says that one doesn't consider this to be a dofen akuma, as you might have thought, which is a wall that is technically going to be allowing you to have a space up to 4 amos. We'll learn about the dinim of dofen akuma later on, but I in the issue for number 3 for more details about this. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Derech HaSichoch Liotz Kal, you shouldn't make the schach so tightly packed that you can't see the stars. But ideally, you should be able to see the stars through the schach, the large stars. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Sivkon, hey, hainu, those that hanirim biyom, these are so large that they're invisible even during the day. Their light is so powerful. As long as the sun hasn't set, obviously once the sun sets, you can see the stars. But these stars are even visible towards the end of the day when the sun is beginning to set. Furthermore, the Achronim say the Lechatchila, but Inon, Lechatchila, you should have the Afilu Balaila, Yerokokokhi Laila Besocha, that you should be able to see the stars from inside your sukkah at night. Over Daki Moshe, the Rabbah brings down a Daki Moshe, in the name of the Mariel, Hevi B'Shem Mariel, the Mutalisache Chasucha of Harbe. He says, you are allowed to go make your sukkah on a very thick basis. You are allowed to do this, even though the Ev Sharsh Lo Yeru, because it's impossible that you won't see some stars during the daytime. Even though at night you might not see the kochav. Nevertheless, you will be able to see the stars during the day because there's always little holes and cracks to allow you to see it, and therefore it's good, even though you might not see it at night. This is the Lashon of the Ramah is in his Darki Moshe commentary on the tour in the name of the Mariel. Then he adds, "Ayin and Sefer Bikur Yaakov that Mekel Kavasi Lohev said you can rely upon this leaning opinion." And especially in a situation we are concerned, the Imyasa Schach Dak Yoser, that if you make the Schach even more flimsy, Yenashi Beruach, the wind will blow it away. Yoser Toch Haschach Beitzar Beruach Utzin, and it will be very uncomfortable because of the wind and the cold coming in. Ayin and Prima Gadim, because of the answer from the Prima Gadim, the actually Ayin Riyas Hakochavim Dai Bechol Asuka. And what's called that you have the ability to see the stars, as long as you can see them in some parts of the sukkah. You don't have to see it in all parts of the sukkah. Masha'en kain, b'mayim uva harbe ma'od, ashen ha'geshim yochol yirid b'socho, l'man d'yoma ha'psula. As opposed to, the next opinion they'll bring down is that it should at least have a rain be allowed to rain in. And here, even if the rain is only coming in one spot, that's not good enough. Kosh yesh arba t'vochem b'yachad, schach posul mikrei. If the rain can't come in, so even if it's only one spot, that would be considered already schach posel. The Chabad continues, he says, Hoysam ubo kimin bayis. If it's so thick, the schach, that it's like a roof of a house, so aval bin shenei kochav nira mitocha shera. Nevertheless, since it's still not like really a roof of a house, it's just thick, but it's not really the roof of a house, so even though you can't see the stars, it still is considered good. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah explains, Sivkot and Vav, Rots Lomar, Lo Gidol Lo Ketan, you can't see any stars. Why is this good? Because of Achronim, they recall Mokum, Imhi Me'uva, Kol Kach, Ashein HaGeshom Yichol Le'irid B'socha, Afilu Kishiyodim G'shom Merubim. But if it's so thick, that rain that's pouring down won't be able to come in, Vim Kain, Heve Kain, Bayis, then it's like a house. But until there, it's not considered like a house. But if you have so much schach that the rain won't even come in, yesh lahakmin will live so mishum gezeres habayis, then you have to be concerned that people will mistakenly say, well, if I can sit in this sukkah, then I can sit in my house as well. And of course, that's not allowed. Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, Mekol Makom b'di'evet. After the fact, kasher yefshal lito kitzas mi'eschach b'me'ez asiba, if you cannot remove any of the schach for whatever the reason, even though it's very, very thick, yesh lismoch ala makshim. You can rely upon the more lenient opinion. Now, the Shavu number 5 brings down, even if the rain won't come in on the first torrent of rain coming through, but after a while it will drip through, so that's also considered according to Bikur Yaakov, shasuka ksher l'chol deos. It'll be good according to everybody. And the shear that it really has to come in is it would have ruined your soup or your dish if the rain dripped into it. He then discusses using kash or a godish for the sukkah, and then he discusses using a glass covering over it, a glass covering over Yischach. So he brings down from Mordechai Epstein Zatzal in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh, as well as from the Chazon Ish, that this is not good because then it's actually like a house and it would be no good. The Ishafu number 6 says that you would be allowed to ask a Nachri to take off some of the Schach on Shabbos or Yontif. That's not considered Hasaris Haschach, like Stiras O Midarais, it's only Midarabonin, and since it's Lavar Mitzvah, you're allowed to do this. The Ishafu number 7 brings down sitting in such a sukkah where the rain isn't coming in. So the Shevet Alevi Zatzal Ravazna says, She'ev Shalavarch, you can make a brach in such a sukkah because the tour and the stimas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah over here is mashba shalom paskul k'rabbeinu tam shepasul as a sukkah k'shagasham in nosim l'socha. They don't make it possible in this situation, so therefore you can rely upon this to even make a bracha. Then he brings down in the next paragraph an interesting discussion. If you have like interlacing schach, so you have two layers of schach, and the cross beams of this schach, let's say it's a mat, so they are perfectly opposite each other, so the bottom one fills in the holes of the top one and vice versa. And therefore, it's like you're sitting in a house. But nevertheless, since the rain can't come in on an angle, so then you are allowed to go and sit in such a sukkah. And this is the opinion of Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zatzal and Ruchaim Kanievsky Shlita. L'havdil M'chaim L'chaim. And Ruchaim Kanievsky has a very, very interesting din. So normally, you wouldn't be allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, where it rarely rains, to go to a country where it's pouring rain. And therefore, you're going to be mevatel from a sukkah. But he says, if you could have such an interwoven type of a schach, that the rain really doesn't come into such a schach, then you'd be allowed to even leave Eretz Yisrael to go to such a country to sit in the sukkah, and you wouldn't be called being mevatel the mitzvah of sukkah. On the other hand, the Shevet Alevi isn't in agreement. While he says technically it is kosher, he says one shouldn't make a sukkah in this fashion. And in fact, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal says that yitochin shesukkah zu psula. He doesn't hold that it's even kosher. Sivdal Mechav writes, Hoyo kisui dak ma'od. If you have a very, very thin schach, shiyesh bo avir harbe, and there's a lot of open space, elosh ein shlosha tvachim b'makom echa, but you don't have three tvachim of open space in any one place, or ben hakol tzilasa merubah mechamasa, and overall, you have more shade than you have sun. So even though it's a very shvach eschach, but that's a perfectly kosher eschach, and ksher, it's a good kosher esukkah. Sifhei, hoya asichuch meduvlal. What does meduvlal mean? Pirish mevulval. What does that mean? That it's on different layers, different levels. So you have some of the schach that's not on the same plane as all the rest of the schach, on the same horizontal plane. That means so a little bit is above, a little bit is below, but it's kosher as long as they're all within love of distance of each other. As long as they're within love of distance, it's good. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And Sivkot and Zayin, the chol pochus mishlosha kichod chosher, because it's considered by a love to be all on one level. But if each of these pieces of schach was more than a tefach wide, if let's say the top pieces are more than a tefach wide, so then even if it's more than three tefachim above the bottom ones, we have a principle called chavot rami. You can see more about this in the issue footnote number 8. And as long as the space is the exact size, so to say, so then this tefach or more of board that is more than three tefachim above the lower level of the schach, and it's right over an open space there that's exactly fitting that size of the schach, so then you can halachically lower it, even though it's more than a lovah distance, more than three tvachim, and be considered kosher schach. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Ches, that we're dealing here. Rosh Lomar, but kol konu v'konu min haschach, hoya rochu v'peyafach, at least a rochu v'vetechach, does chavishchivi lomar behen roh m'chuli. Then we can view it as if it's down on the bottom level. That's what the Mechaber said, that in this situation, it's more than tefach, af pishu gvo mishlosh tefachim, roen oso kilu yored lamata, v'noga b'svaz ze yored. And we view it as if it's in the space in between. V'hu shiyeh mechuvan k'neges v'svaz ze yored. It has to be exactly covering that space. Mishabura Sivkot and Tess tells us, Rotzloma, Shivaschach, Hatachton, Yishkam Cholo Ben Konakona, Veroen, Kilu Cholo, Shoschach, Hatachton, Noga, Besides there, Yorib, Nistam, Halolo, Behovu, Chada. That's what I just said a moment ago. It fills in the space exactly. With this, we conclude today's shir.